Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast. Hope you all are fine and taking very good care of yourself. Very good. Good. Well, dear all, tell me one thing. How many of you have done selfless service? Give me your answers by sharing your voice messages to me. And remember one thing, your replies should be an honest one, right? Okay, I'm sharing with you all my experience. So are you all ready to listen to it? Good. Well, dear all, right from my childhood, I have been nurtured in such an environment where I have seen my parents doing various selfless acts for those in society who needed help. So obviously, as an adult, I was already equipped with such qualities, and I can say this with a pride, and I want to continue the same for others. Thanks to God for this. Now you must be thinking that why I'm talking about selfless service, right? Well, wait for a while, because today we will be talking about a very famous personality who is among the foremost symbols of selfless life. Okay, yes. Dear all, I'm talking here about MS Golwalkar. Do you remember about him? If not, don't worry. We will be learning his contribution towards our nation, right? Born on 19 Feb 1906 at Ramtek in Maharashtra, Golwalkar took over as RSS chief in 1940 and held the post until his death in 1973. He completed his master's from BHU, yes, BHU, Banaras Hindu University, with first division. He then took admission in Chennai Institute of Research, but he had to leave this due to financial constraints, and he began teaching in BHU. See, sometimes what happens that what we think, what we plan for ourselves, the things doesn't go in the same way as destiny always plans something different. And for him also, the destiny has planned something different. That is why his teachings became popular among the people, and he is still remembered among all of us as Guruji. The most important work was that he dedicated his life to the awakening of nationalist sentiments rooted in the philosophy of Swami Vivekananda, Ramakrishna Paramahansa and Sri Aurobindo. So from this, it's very clear that he was having a very philosophical approach towards his life, and his philosophies, his ideologies turned him into an ascetic, right? He made an unforgettable contribution to society and nation building, going on to live as a life of an ascetic. Yes, dear all, a person who is an ascetic dedicates his life, or I can say his or her life, for others. He or she contemplates idly, selflessly for others. So he turned into an ascetic, and that also for his nation. He was unhappy with the society's mental weaknesses and the fact that India continued to remain as a British colony. He considered sacrifice of one's duty as a sin. So what he said, his preachings were different. For him, nationalism was something different. What was that? He said nationalism should be imbued, or I can say nationalism should be imbued with spirituality, which should aim at raising self-confidence among the people. Now, why he was focusing on the self-confidence of the people, why he related the nationalism with the self-confidence of the people, as he wanted our nation to become the best version of everything else. He just wanted the spirituality is something which can help all of us to become the best version of ourselves. And for this, he said that the best version or the best thing of India is rooted in the ancient glories, in the culture, in the traditions. So he pointed all those things for the people. Right? Now, I really have spoken a lot about him, but here I would like to mention one thing which is important. You must be thinking, what? He rejected the Varna system and believed that the real worship of God was in human deeds. Human deeds for him was more important than anything else. Right? So he was the one who put forward the theory of Akhand Bharat. Akhand Bharat means United Nations for Bharatiyas. So this was a new concept evolved in RSS, Rashtra Swayam Seva Sangh. Okay? This was an organization, a Hindu nationalist volunteer organization, which was founded in the year 1925 to uphold the ideologies of Hinduism, right? Not only to uphold the ideologies of Hinduism, but also to spread it among the people. So he was the one who changed the views of the people. And his meeting with Gandhiji was something which was recollected by Manmohan Vaidya in his article Mahatma and Sangh, where he cited an interesting meeting of Gandhiji with Guruji. Yes, now I'm using again the word Guruji for Golwalkar. Why? Because he was remembered in this way, and still he is remembered in this way, and he should be remembered in this way. Why? Because of his unique contribution, because of his deeds for the people. Right? Now, this meeting was important when Gandhiji, as we all know, who was against the violence, he saw violence all around, right, in 1947. And for this, he said that riots were already there. Okay, riots were already there in Delhi. He told Guruji that the hands of RSS were steeped in blood. And as we all know, violence was something which used to disturb our Bapu, right? So Guruji assured him that it was Not correct. It was untrue. Organization RSS always wanted to protect the Hindustan with the best ability. And he said clearly that to protect Hindustan has always been the most important ideology of RSS. Okay? And he wanted that this thing should be made clear in public. Yes, dear all. And he was right. His ideologies were very pure. And all this was cited again in his own work, which was being published in the year 1966. What was the name of that work? Yes, it was Bunch of Thoughts, which was nothing but a collection of lectures by him around RSS Shakhas in India. Book is divided into four different parts: the mission, nation and its problems, the path to glory, and one more thing. What is that? Find it yourself, right? I just want you all to explore also. So in short, I can say that Guruji believed that the Bharat or India's way of life is always in its culture and dharma, and all was there in Hindu Rashtra. And today RSS has its offshoot as BJP. We all know this, and it is standing as India's preeminent national party. So this was just a brief contribution explained by me to you all, by just highlighting the work of Guruji. Try to find more about him, try to learn about him, try to inculcate such ideals in your life. Only then your learning will be true, right? To know more, stay connected to me and take care of yourself. Bye-bye.